Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show starts right now on ESPN 97.5. Usual Suspects, 60 minutes on the ticker as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You keep it right here on ESPN 97.5. If you missed any portions of the show today, we had one hell of a good day.
You know everybody in this song? I was just telling you guys in the break. Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, Pink. But Maya, totally forgot about her.
Yeah.
She's the one who was in that Ghetto Superstar song, right?
Sure.
Did you think she was hot, or did you just like her music?
I thought both. She was hot and she could sing, for sure. But I wonder what she's doing now. I am
looking her up on
Instagram right now. M-Y-A.
What nationality is she?
That's what I want to know.
Is she mixed? She's got to be mixed.
That's my vote.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it says her parents, Sherman Harrison and Teresa Harrison, but it doesn't say what they are. I don't know. I always thought she was hot. But not like, I should say, I thought she was cute. Not hot.
Yeah, she was cute. I would agree with that.
Okay. Fair and balanced. We're like the Fox News of rating women.
I think Nick should have taken one side of the equation, you should have the other, and then you should have just yelled it out.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what should have happened.
We do that enough.
I think Maya looks like a man. There's my most Skip Bayless take on Maya the singer.
Boys.
What, girl?
Thanks, princess.
Real quick, before you do this, I just want to give you, somebody said, Joel, please, please, please do the Shannon Sharp voice at least once a day. Do not encourage him. He'll do them as appropriate. Yeah, he's not just going to, like, blow up his town. Like, he's not going to just do it.
We have we don't have a request line. Like, the guy at the remote, do Charlie every day.
No.
Do the hammer now. No, not going to do that.
Somebody texts us every day and says, you guys are the number one show in the market, and then he makes a Jim Adler reference because he wants you to do the Texas Hammer.
Yeah.
And then he takes a shot at Nick, and I should read it because he takes the shot at Nick, but
what did
I think
say?
It's because he was. I don't know. It's usually something about you being dumb or ugly or whatever, and I might just be making that up right now. I don't know.
Okay. So this is CNN Health putting this story out. Okay. But, you know, we flip each other a lot of crap about eating and working out and all these other things and, you know, what we're trying to do here and there to, you know, shed pounds and whatever. CNN puts out this story. A teenage boy has gone blind.
Oh, no. Is it real?
After existing on Pringles, white bread, and French fries.
I thought you were going to say because of masturbating.
No.
I was going to say, I know my eyes are getting worse.
He had no low-hanging fruit in his diet. It was Pringles.
Whew, you scared me for a minute.
White bread.
Yeah.
French fries.
Yeah. And he went blind off of that?
Yeah.
First of all, what the hell kind of weird-ass diet is that?
Scientists examined the case. The patient was young, was extremely picky. It was an extremely picky eater. And they warned the dangers. They warned the dangers of a very, very picky diet and what it can do to you. The unidentified patient told doctors he had only eaten fries from the fish and chips shop down the block, Pringles potato chips, white bread, and occasionally slices of processed ham and sausage ever since elementary school. He avoided foods with certain textures that he didn't like. He visited a doctor at 14 complaining of tiredness, according to this case reported and published. And by the way, if you're Marcus Spears, be careful with this word, in the Annals of Internal Medicine. When they looked at it, he wasn't taking any medication. He had a normal BMI and height, showed no visible signs of malnutrition, but they discovered he was low in vitamin B12. He had borderline anemia. They were treating the patient with B12 injections and offering dietary advice. 1 year later, signs of hearing loss and vision symptoms. Doctors still couldn't find the cause. His vision worsened to the point of blindness by 17.
Damn.
And doctors identified vitamin B12 deficiency, low copper and selenium levels, a high zinc level, reduced vitamin D levels, and bone level density all caused it, but all based on his diet.
Boy, there's nothing worse than low selenium. I don't even know what the hell that is. My thing is okay, how old was this person?
17 when he started going blind.
So he had been eating like this for a while.
Ever since junior high.
One, where's the parents?
Good point.
Two, why not just take some vitamins and supplements? If you don't like the food, okay. But eat a damn Flintstones chewable or something.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. No. I think the parents should have their eyes gouged out for letting this kid go blind for eating that stuff. I think we need to move to a society. No, I'm just kidding.
But you know now that everybody's going to be jumping on this as the example so that they can hopefully get kids to eat right.
Yep.
Because that's crazy. I mean, there's a lot of people based on their lifestyle and their work schedules that live on a majority of fast food. But even on fast food, you're mixing in more than just basically straight carbs. When you're talking about what he was eating, straight carbs and processed food, as opposed to when you're eating at a fast food restaurant, you can have chicken.
Right.
You can mix in proteins and salads and things like that.
You can get applesauce.
Yeah, you can. I've gotten Taylor applesauce. So, it definitely is. There are other options. But I just never heard it go to the extreme of a guy that suffered hearing loss and then went blind because of it.
That is bad.
That's a bit crazy.
I know my diet isn't great, but damn.
Yeah, I just...
That's extreme.
That does seem like, you know, and you would think that it was short term. Like, nothing that was going to be like for the rest of your life. But he went blind on it.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's so. I thought that was a little bit nuts when I brought that up to you guys. And by the way, just because I know you've been clamoring for it, Nick, the ESPN body issue is out.
Is it really?
Yeah. The humor in all of this is featured as part of the body issue. The entire Philadelphia Eagles offensive line.
I don't need to see that.
And they asked one of them, "What's your best feature physically?" And he goes, "The top of my head." Because he didn't want it. So and they're weird. All in towels, and they have, like, foam fingers over their junk or a helmet or whatever. But it's like, they seem like they were thoroughly enjoying themselves. And you and I were talking about in the break. I was like, I always thought, like, they wore, like, a banana hammock or something, and then they airbrushed it out. But these guys looked like they were all natural, and they were having a good time.
Why would that be their final release? Why would it be the O-line as their final release?
Well, there's a ton of other people. I think Saquon Barkley. There's the golfer is... Oh, come on. Brooks Koepka.
I love that our society is moving away from body shaming. I do. However.
Society is, but we're not.
I still feel like I don't want to see people that look like me. I don't have a nice body.
I'm pretty sure none of these people look like you, though.
I don't have a nice body. I don't want to look at dudes and chicks that don't have nice bodies either. That's gross.
But if the dude had a nice body, you'd be willing to take a gander.
I mean, at least I'm not looking at some fat dude, some just naked-ass fat dude. I'm not saying I want to look at dudes, but I'm saying I'd rather look at a dude that's not doesn't look like me. It's like, let me give you another example. When I'm online looking for jeans, and yes, I realize Forever 21 is going bankrupt.
Yeah, I forgot okay? to. Yeah, I always keep deal. Forgetting to bring that up.
Do you know how many people have tweeted me this?
I know, I'm sure.
You guys are lame. Step your game up. I've seen it a million times on Twitter already. People have tagged me on it. Stop tagging me on it. It's lame.
That Barry's funny.
However, didn't need to see that.
Just showed him a picture of the entire offensive line and the guy holding a helmet in front of his junk.
Didn't need to see that. A helmet? Really? I think you're pretty confident that you needed a whole helmet to cover it. Really, bud? Really? Because I would have been like, nah, just bring me the chin strap. I don't need the whole helmet. Just bring me the chin strap. But my point about seeing dudes that look like me is go to American Eagle's website right now, AE.com, and go look for, because I buy the slim fit jeans. They have a guy that I guarantee you weighs 300 pounds modeling the slim fit jeans. There's a lot going on in this picture that doesn't make sense to me. One, I don't want to see a model that weighs 300 pounds. I'm not saying if you get a chubby model, that's fine, whatever. But that's a little much. Second of all, You're going to put that dude in the slim jeans and you're expecting me not to point out the irony? I'm sorry, American Eagle, but I want to see. That's why we have models to begin with. Is that shallow of me?
Yeah. Not really.
No, thank you. I split the panel. I don't want to see models that look like me. And I know why they're doing it, because they're like, hey, fatso, this is what you'd look like in our jeans. That's what they're doing. They're like, hey, if you're fat, this is what our jeans look like on you. But I don't want to see that. But I know what jeans look like on fat people, because I see it every day when I put on jeans.
As the advertiser.
Also, could you take that picture of their naked asses off of your monitor? I don't want to see that.
So I wanted Mary to pay close attention to the fact that there is no hiding or airbrushing in this, because during a break in the Eagles offensive line
shoot. And pull your pants up,
they
Joel.
They all stopped. They don't have a towel or anything. They're all just standing there in their birthday suit and ski hats going, when's the next picture going to be taken? With that kind of look on their face. And there's just like some lady that's a production assistant just staring right at them. It's like, they don't care.
I hope they did this in the summer.
Yeah.
Because you did this in the winter. You're going to...
A scared turtle.
It's a whole different issue.
Scared turtle jumping right back in the shell.
Yeah, it is a whole different issue.
Yeah. So look for that on your newsstands soon, the ESPN body issue. But yeah, the Eagles offensive line took part in that. Andre Diller probably was part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, we've got more to get to during the final hour of the show. Again, Astros off today. Open up a series at home, finally, against the Mariners tomorrow. That would be Wade Miley on the hill. And Springer, we're looking for another update, but he was listed as day-to-day as they try to figure out if he has any concussion protocol to go through or otherwise after hitting the wall last night. So we've talked Zeke, we've talked Jared Goff. We can talk about anything you want, NFL or otherwise. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, whether it's something we've already talked about or something you want to bring to the table, 713-780-3776, HRNP, listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back rolling through the final hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in the studio on a Wayback Wednesday, hour number three. Barry Laminack, if we want to get down to it, Nick had hour number two, and if you missed it, the Wayback Wednesday theme was songs by artists that are from the cities that we thought would win each division in the NFL, and of course, the songs have to be pre-2009. Now, Nick, Barry dissected mine. I'm looking at yours. I found a few interesting ones, but you believe in your Texans. I see that. You think the Steelers are going to win the division over the Browns and the Ravens. You think the Seahawks are going to win the NFC West, huh?
Yeah. Did I end up going with Seattle? A song from
I
Seattle?
I heard Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yep. Yeah, Baby Got Back.
Oh, that's
on
right.
There.
Yep.
I did. So
I really like that song.
So you picked by song?
Look, people want to hear good music. They don't want to hear crap songs.
Hmm. You could still find... So. You didn't think the Rams would be able to beat the Seahawks?
You had all of L.A.
But I already used...
N.W.A.
Yes.
I already used L.A. for...
Cube.
Yeah.
For the... Exhibit. Yeah, for...
So other. What? You could have taken two different artists, had the kind of songs that, like you're saying, that people want to hear, could have been a hero. Instead...
I like my list. The only thing I don't like is the Boston song, to be honest with you. I don't even...
Yeah. It's not your list. It's your picks for the division winners that I have beef with.
I'm with you.
But this is why we record it all, and then at the end of the year, I make fun of you guys for being wrong.
Really? Things that make you go,
We probably, we're coming up on examining baseball picks pretty soon.
It's fine.
Sucks, I mean, usually you just copy me.
No. I don't do 32 pages of research, but I don't copy you.
You do. You're like, who do you got? And then I'll say, I'll be like, the Twins. Me too. Oh, come on, Joel.
with as much as we argue organically, I don't think the case.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
We come to work every day, and we tend to forget that everything is documented, right? Because we talk into a microphone every single day.
But remarkably, every time I ask you to go back in the annals to find something that I need, it's not going to happen. You can't find that. Interesting.
It's good.
Yeah. So, Nick, your division winners
are?
You decided that the Seahawks are going to win the West.
Yes.
Over the Rams. Okay. You picked the Bears.
I did.
Okay. That's a smart pick.
No, it's not.
That's picking with your head.
NFC East, you took whom?
So Lupe's from Chicago. Lil Wayne is from, where's Lil Wayne from?
See, Bear, you didn't break it down like I did because I didn't put the cities for mine.
Yeah, I did. Because when we went back to review these, I didn't want it to be this.
So everybody agrees, Patriots.
Yes, we're all in agreement there.
AFC North. I said Cleveland. You said Barry.
I have Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And you said, Nick, Pittsburgh as well, right?
Correct.
Because you were Christina Aguilera. Okay, so two against one there. All right, AFC South. I said Indy. Nick said Houston. What say you, Barry?
Houston.
Okay, two for the.
It was not easy. I believe
that's
in Jacksonville.
That's one of the harder divisions to pick.
I feel like Jacksonville has a chance to. I just wanted to play tops drop. No, but I feel like Jacksonville has a chance to win this division. I think if Indy can get any kind of quarterback play out of Jacoby Brissett, I'm not holding my breath for. They have a, because everywhere else, I think Indy's pretty good.
Yeah, they really are.
But the Texans, look, you can't argue with the fact that going into last weekend on Friday and then emerging on Monday, the Texans were a better football team.
And I agreed with you. And I think short term they are better. So I can understand that you guys both took the Texans. I just tried to do a reality check. And I said, look, I'm going to take Indianapolis until the Texans prove me that they can overcome Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
So AFC West, I said the Chiefs. Did everybody say the Chiefs?
I had the Chiefs.
Nick, did you find a band from Kansas City?
I did not. I think I did Denver instead.
Oh.
Or the Chargers instead. I did the Chargers.
All right. Either way, you're wrong. Okay. NFC East, we already covered that one. NFC North, I said Packers. You guys said Bears.
Yep.
NFC South, everybody say the Saints?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And then NFC West, Nick's got Seattle. You and I have the Rams.
Yes.
So there are your picks for your way back Wednesday.
I had Philly. Who'd you have?
I had Philly as well.
Okay. And Nicholas had?
Philly.
Okay.
There you have it. Cool. Cowboy fans are now not happy
There you
with us,
go.
But that's the way it all shook out in the way back Wednesday. Barry's rest of his list is to follow between now and 4:00.
Correct.
Yes. So we have all of that done and good. I did also wonder if you guys had seen the latest Antonio Brown kerfluffle. This is just,
I did not.
It's just getting to be too much, right? Okay, so you had the helmet thing, and then you had the feet thing, and you had the last week it was, you know, getting into a shut up Ben Roethlisberger thing, and he can't just get out of his own way and stay out of the media. Now, it turns out that Mike Mayock and the Raiders have decided to fine him for all of the team activities that he missed while he was dealing with all this other stuff.
That's not smart.
So instead of just taking it and just going on and getting ready for the start of the season. No, not AB. AB took a picture of the letter highlighting the fines, put it on social media, and then decided to express his displeasure. So there's a letter that says, Dear Antonio, it's signed by Mike Mayock, and it basically fined him $13,950 pursuant to the contract for the fact that he missed a walkthrough on August 22nd, $40,000 for missing the Raiders preseason training camp on August 18th, and please be advised if you continue to miss mandatory team activities, including practices and games, the Raiders reserve the right to impose additional remedies available under the club's discipline policy. To which he responded, when your own team want to hate, but there's no stopping me now, devil is a lie, everyone got to pay this year, so we clear.
Wow.
At Raiders.
First of all, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Excellent. Join the club.
It really bothers me when people tweet in awful grammar like that. Read what he said again. Verbatim. This is how he tweeted it out, right? Or was this Instagram?
No, I think it was on Instagram, but he put the handles with it. So he put the letter, the picture of the letter, and then superimposed over the top of the letter. He basically, he says...
Actually, you know what this was? This was on his story on Instagram.
So, yeah, and he puts, when your own team want to hate, but there's no stopping me now, devil is a lie. Everyone got to pay this year, so we clear.
Am I being petty that I feel like this is setting a bad example for kids that read this and think that's how you write
a sentence? I think in this case, you're get off my lawn guy.
Am I?
I think you are.
Is it too difficult to mix in a few extra words that you just left out?
But I
so
think,
we clear, you couldn't just put the R? I don't even care. You ain't even got to spell it A-R-E. Just put an R. So we are clear. That just drives me nuts.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I feel like if you want to stay lit and you want to keep it straight fire, that's kind of what you got to do.
Man, my bad.
Am I right or wrong?
Oh. You're totally right. You're folded.
Your take slaps. When your own team want to hate, but there's no stopping. How about when your own team wants to hate on you, but it won't stop you, or there's no stopping you? Like this, devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Everyone got to pay this year. Everyone has to pay this year. Damn it, man. Come on. This ain't that hard.
Well,
it's just, it drives me nuts when I see that.
I think it's lit. I really do. I think it's on point, and I think that that's the way that they keep it real, live and popping.
I hate that. Every time I see like an athlete or a celebrity tweet out something so grammatically horrible like that, it just infuriates me.
There was actually a former Texans running back that used to work here, and he one thing that bothers him, that he was telling me that his kid talks like she texts,
and it drives
him crazy, yeah. Because if she talks like she texts, her texting is terrible, then her speech is terrible, yeah, too. You know what I mean? And it drives him crazy. And that's why he hates cell phones. Not because of social media. He hates the way his daughter texts.
Yep.
Oh, so. Lisa's like that too with just little things. Like Taylor and I are going to go outside and play. And I'm like, you ready, Tay? And she's like, yeah, daddy, let's do this. And she's like, no. And I'm like, no what? We're going outside. She's like, no, I don't want to run around. Let's do this. I go, at least that's like a sports term. I mean, everybody uses that. I mean, the kids use it, but even on TV, let's do this.
I think that's funny.
And I loved it because, you know, I've already got her doing the fist bump, blowing it up on the way out, all that other things. And Lisa's like, no, I don't like any of that. I go, Lisa, you want the kid to be like the nerd in the corner? Right. And you want the kid
Hello,
to be...
fellas, let's go out and have some fun. No, I want, let's do this.
Yeah, I love
it. I want my daughter to be cool. You ain't going to be like, dude. Okay, you missed some words, sweetie. You can't be like Antonio Brown. You got to have all the words that formulate the actual sentence.
Right.
Steelers fan wants that. I'm with Barry. Communication matters. If someone's learning English and reads that, it's confusing.
Steelers fan Juan is old.
No, he's not. He's accurate. Oh, he's no. Right.
Oh, okay. All righty then.
People said, Barry, aren't you the guy that blocked people on Twitter for correcting your spelling and grammar? Yeah, just because I don't know how to spell doesn't mean I don't complete sentences. So if I put the wrong there or the wrong your, and because I type fast and homophones are a weakness of mine, and I recognize that. Nick giggles every time I say homophone.
I was like, did you just offend some people?
No, look up homophone.
I will not. Every time you hit me look up something, my browser history takes a...
By the way, go Google Blue Waffle.
No.
Homophone is words that sound the same but are spelled different. Your, and your. There, and there. Two and two. R and
four.
Our.
Four. Oh, I thought this was a math test.
Four
again.
And four.
I wanted to be first.
Is, eight and eight.
16.
But all of those words, like, if because I type, I don't know... A lot of words per minute. I don't
live
even know what
live.
It is. Yes, that
could
be that.
One.
Yeah, it can mess you up. But so I'll occasionally throw in the wrong there. Or there's just sometimes I don't know how to spell a word. I'm not a genius when it comes to spelling. I don't mind if Antonio Brown spells a word wrong. But when you're just speaking grammatically awful like that, it's a big difference. So yes, if you correct my spelling, I take offense to that. But at least I put in complete sentences.
Okay, here we go. Final half hour of the show comes up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday. Appreciate you keeping us tuned in today on Hump Day.
The show flew by.
A little bit. Remember how we were talking about the Texans, how it
remember
translates and gets into the whole Zeke and Jared Goff and all those things? And I had mentioned Tunsil and I had mentioned Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, there is another name.
Okay.
That you're going to have to keep a keen interest in making sure you might have to take care of yet again. Texans PR just put out a tweet that says, D-Hop has recorded the most receptions by a player in his first six seasons in the NFL. Since 2017, Hopkins is the only player in the NFL ranked in the top two in targets, receptions, receiving yards, receiving TDs, receiving first downs, and 25-plus yard receptions. With everything that you read about Ezekiel Elliott, Barry, what does that tell you about Mr. Hopkins?
He wants to get paid.
Indeed. And guess who retweeted it with a thumbs up and said, where do y'all find all these stats, Texans PR? Deshaun Watson.
Oh, really?
So, PR department, good job! And PR department, someone's coming down the hallway to your department and asking you what the hell you're doing because you just made sure you're going to have to pay more.
Not
going to
happen yet, though. I mean, he has 3 years. Well, he's got 4 years if you count this year. 4 years left on his deal. You're gonna get to at least 2021 or going into the 2021 season before D-Hop starts wanting a new deal.
When's his deal up?
2022 is the last year of the deal. He'll make make 14 mil that year.
I'd give it this year.
No way.
Julio Jones is in the middle of trying to do it and renegotiate.
You're going into year number three of a 6-year deal. You don't just go, time for a new deal now. You might as well just go year to year.
He'll wait till he's got 2 years left. Look, I'm just saying, they just took care of Goff with years on the deal.
I think this is
They just took care of Zeke when they did a deal.
But he had 2 years left.
Right. So I'm saying, maybe D-Hop waits until he's got 2 years left. But this is...
That's literally what I just said.
But I'm saying, the way they set up this graphic and everything, DeAndre Hopkins 1, Antonio Brown 2, and then they quote numbers of guys earlier, Randy Moss later.
No one is going to renegotiate in a 6-year deal into year two.
Oh, I don't think it's year two. I agree. But he's
Got 2 years that he's fulfilled on this contract of a 6-year deal. It's not happening until at least 2021.
And I agree with you on that, but what I'm trying to make the point I'm trying to make is that the precedent has been set. You've already heard him grumbling about some other things that he's not happy with. I think this is going to be a precedent, and as it relates to the Texans, you've got some contracts that you're going to have to consistently deal with as long as they're one of the top two or three in the league, or if Deshaun Watson has all the potential.
We've got to get off of this whole every time somebody gets paid now, we're just going to assume that everybody else is going to get paid, though. Okay. I mean, this dude has a 6-year deal, and he's just finished a third of it. There's no way that he's holding out or that the Texans are going to go renegotiate with that dude right now.
I'm not saying right now.
Well, that's what I said. Going in, if he's got 2 years left on his deal in 2021, then it's going to happen.
My major point is because the Texans PR department is actually putting this stuff out.
Yeah, that's not smart.
And this is just it's adding fuel to the fodder and the fire of the fact that the new day is dawning, and it's where players are going to have all the negotiation control.
The Astros do that too, though. The Rockets do it, so why can't the Texans do it? I mean, they all pump up their players. Would you rather them not say a word about anybody on their team that's good?
I'm just saying that the way it was done, with the timing in which it was done, and the way that they've listed it all out, when we saw the exact same stats for a guy like Zeke as it pertains to running backs, is going to be... it's not the smartest move right now, timing-wise, and the fact that we're seeing a new day dawning in terms of negotiations with what just happened.
Okay.
All right, let's go on.
Well, I'm sorry I don't agree with you on this.
I don't mind that you don't. But don't poo-poo on me for having a different perspective.
All right, well, I just think you might be reaching a little bit. That's all.
Okay. You know what? My wingspan is good.
Pro Football Focus has their power rankings out. I wanted to go through all of these because I know there's at least with all of our millions, thousands of listeners,
mm-hmm.
tens of thousands. With all of our listeners, there's got to be at least one fan of every team in the NFL. I would be willing to bet that. So I feel like everybody would want to know where their team falls in the power rankings based on Pro Football Focus for going into week one. So I'm going to read all 32 starting at the back and all the way to one. So 32, who would you guess? My guess would have been Miami. Would have been 32. Yeah. Nope. Pro Football Focus thinks the worst team in the NFL going into week one, Oakland Raiders.
I don't see that.
Yeah, they have Oakland Raiders at 32. They have the New York Jets at 31.
I don't see that either.
They have the Arizona Cardinals at 30.
I see them in the bottom.
They have the Bills at 29.
I see them in the bottom.
Yeah. Bengals at 28.
Again, I agree.
Giants at 27.
Yep.
Lions at 26.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you, Nick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 25.
Okay.
Still haven't got to the Dolphins. I feel like the Dolphins might be the worst team of football this year. I really don't.
And especially since everything that we just covered with, the coach has to go out there and say they're not tanking when their roster looks like they are, and they're getting rid of their best players. I agree.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is who you're at. The Dolphins check in at 24 on this list. That's crazy to me. They should have been in the bottom five for sure.
Mm-hmm.
23, the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh.
22, the Washington Redskins.
Okay. 20, I think the Niners are better than the Redskins.
Me too. 21, the Denver Broncos. I think the Redskins and Niners are better than the Broncos. That's just me.
Offensively, they're terrible. Defensively, they have some talent.
Number 20, Carolina Panthers. Number 19, Jacksonville Jags. Number 18, the Cleveland Browns.
It's kind of low, huh?
I mean, if you're a believer in them this year, I think they just have to prove it. I think that's the problem, is people know the Browns have talent, but can they put it all together? Can the egos mesh? Can they make this work? It's a losing franchise with a loser mentality. Is that all gone? Do you wipe all that away because of the talent that they added? 17, Tennessee Titans. 16.
I honestly think Tennessee would be in my 20s. That quarterback situation.
Yeah, defensively, they're really good, though.
Okay.
Defensively, they're really good.
So are the Broncos.
Derrick Henry can run the ball a little bit. It's just, I think for me, it's Mariota, and they have no, you know, the weapons that he, or the lack of weapons that he has, but also him. But Tennessee is 17. 16, Green Bay Packers.
Ouch.
15, Houston Texans.
Oh, 15 and 16, right there.
Yeah.
Just like the bet.
Just slightly ahead of the Titans at 17, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, the Atlanta Falcons. Number 13, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 12, Dallas Cowboys.
I think the Ravens are high, but okay.
Okay. I think the Ravens are going to be good this year.
All right.
It's just me. Number 11, the Indianapolis Colts. I think that's way
too high. When was this done?
It says, this is the paragraph for the Colts. Losing Andrew Luck, the third most valuable player of 2018, according to PFF's WAR, is a severe blow to the Colts' title hopes in 2019 as they replaced him with Brissett, who ranked 27th in the same metrics in his only starting season as a pro. The story of their season will be whether Frank Reich can turn Brissett into a quarterback taking fewer hits and sacks, just as he did with Luck last year. That's the problem. Is you're going to tell me that this team is a fringe top 10 team with an unknown at quarterback? That you're replacing a franchise quarterback in Andrew Luck? I don't buy it. Number 10, Seattle Seahawks. Number 9, the Vikings.
God, the Seahawks seem high too. Okay.
Yeah. Number 8, the Chargers. 7, the Bears. 6, the Steelers. 5, the Eagles.
Steelers seem high.
Yeah, you're not sold on the Steelers, but I think Juju Smith-Schuster
is
really, really good.
And I think they could be a wild card in conversation. I just don't think they're top 5 good.
Roethlisberger still has something left. The running game didn't suffer. It did, but not tremendously by losing. Brown Connor still stepped up and ran the ball well. Number 5, the Eagles.
Okay.
Number 4, the Rams. Number 3, the Chiefs. That leaves number 2, the Saints, and number 1, the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be good. I don't think the Patriots are the best team in football. I just don't.
I think
at some point, Tom Brady's going to fall off.
Now, I will say this.
At some point, Drew Brees is going to fall off.
For as much as everybody was critical of the Patriots offseason, the fact that they were really going to be suffering in terms of their skill position players, getting Gordon back. Demaryius Thomas looks pretty good right now for them. They still have Edelman. I think that the position group doesn't look as bad anymore. But I think it's hard to poo-poo on the team that is the reigning Super Bowl champs. But I'm with you. I think Kansas City
is probably
I think New Orleans has so much red ass right now about the way the last couple years have ended that they are going to look to absolutely annihilate every team they play home and road. And that's why I have them in the NFC.
And they have a defense.
Oh, no doubt about it. Play.
I think the Patriots benefit from being in a crappy division. And their record is always going to be really good because they play. I mean, you can damn near give them 5 to 6 wins a year just to start the season. Like, yeah, they're beating all three of those teams. That's just how it goes.
Bills and Jets, and you're like, yeah, those are...
And the Dolphins?
Yep, all three of them, right.
You can say, here's 5. I mean, you know, the Jets might get them at home on an off night or whatever. Something could happen.
Crazily enough, Buffalo's got them a few times in the last couple of years.
So that's what I mean. Yeah, they might get got once in the division, but you can almost always pencil in 5 wins. There's not that many other teams that could say that. You can pencil in 5 wins before they ever play any other division. So that's why I think the Patriots are always ranked higher or picked to win and make the playoffs. But once you get into the playoffs, I'm not so sure that I think the Patriots are going to be better than some of the teams they're going to face.
Home field's going to be real important.
Yeah, it really is. But even then, I don't know. I think there's some teams in the AFC that are better than the Patriots when they face them in the playoffs. The Chiefs, I think, if they can get any kind of defensive production at all, I think the Chiefs are the Chargers. If Melvin Gordon comes back or they figure that out,
Chargers for me is just more of how they always perform well in the regular season and then they always peter out before the playoffs.
They've got a good defense. I think Phillip Rivers is severely underrated as a quarterback and what he does.
So who you got for each conference? Who you picking right now? Who would you put in the Super Bowl?
Oh, AFC, NFC. I haven't even looked at that yet.
I just think it's the Chiefs and the Saints. That was just my fast answer based on your rankings. I would say Chiefs Saints.
I'd probably go Chiefs Rams or Chiefs Saints.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC though.
Nick.
But I think the Chiefs beat the
Chiefs
Patriots.
For sure. The other side, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of people think the Cowboys are a Super Bowl contender. Saints are in that
mix.
What,
you know what's going to piss
Eagles
me off?
Eagles are in that mix.
You know what's going to piss me off? Is this will be the first year I don't pick the Steelers to make the Super Bowl. They're going to make the Super Bowl.
It's possible.
I'm going to be so mad that I've been picking them every year.
Not probable, but possible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at them defensively, and I feel like it's the Chiefs and then, you know, the Patriots and then kind of everybody else. And the same thing is probably true in the NFC. It's the Rams. It's the Saints. And then maybe everybody else. I mean, the Philly is good.
The Eagles are in there, and I would say as much as it pains me, but a lot of people have the Bears.
See, here's the problem now. Now that Nick Foles left Philly, if Carson Wentz can't stay healthy, he lost their Super Bowl caliber backup, though.
But if he can, he was the MVP until he got hurt, the year he got hurt.
Yeah.
So you've got that kind of quarterback to lead that squad.
But here's the thing. You got to trust Josh McCown now to do it. For however long Carson, because I think we can all safely say Carson Wentz is probably going to miss a few games.
Josh McCown has been a quarterback on a lot of really, really bad teams. But if you give him, he's a serviceable fill-in. If, like you said, if it's only a couple games here or there, he's no Nick Foles. But I think Josh McCown has proven that he can be serviceable for a really good team as opposed to trying to be a savior for a really bad team.
Well, you had your savior.
Right, but you can't pay him $20 million a year as a backup.
But that's why I'm saying that's a deficiency. I'm not suggesting that letting him go wasn't the right move or getting rid of him, but I'm just saying it still causes you to be weaker at that position when you could rely on Nick Foles and there was no drop-off at the quarterback position when Carson Wentz went out. I saw somebody was kind of crap. They said Philly got rid of the wrong quarterback.
There was a discussion about that in the offseason, so... All right, we've got one segment to go on the show as we continue to roll on. So we're going to put a bow on it and turn it over to the Blitz after the next segment, and they're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. And it's convenient because all you got to do is keep it locked in right where you got it right now, and you're going to get all that and the best sports coverage that you can find right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final segment of the show on a Way Back Wednesday. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel, appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in the city, as we get over hump day and we continue to roll on and press forward.
Hump day?
That too. I saw a story, boys. Very disturbing, but wanted to get your thoughts on this. Okay. So, 7 kids, school, right? Charged with placing either urine or, wait for it, semen in food that they recently served to their teachers at an Ohio middle school.
That's funny. That's fantastic.
Criminal charges filed today against the minors. All boys include felony assault and tampering counts. 6 of the accused are 14, while one of the defendants is 15, according to the sheriff's office report. In the report, complains some of the boys dripped semen on a crepe.
Yeah, what?
Which was then served to a teacher who ate the crepe. While 2 of the defendants brought their semen to school, okay, only 1 teen's bodily fluid was added to the crepe.
Stop. First of all, did the kids snitch on themselves? Let me rephrase this before you answer. I want to know how they found out. Because
got it for you.
Because if it's one thing if the kids snitched on themselves, but if the teacher's eating the crepe and goes, you know what?
Don't do that.
That tastes
salty?
Oddly familiar. Then you're like, oh, okay. That's a little freaky, but yeah, okay.
How about the lawyer that's going,
how did they
look,
know?
My client brought semen to the party, but he didn't put it in the crepe. So you need defense to leave him out of this.
All right, now, he was going to do that, but he didn't.
Other defendants added urine to barbecue sauce that was poured on chicken served to 4 other educators. Several teams were aiding and tampering acts or failing to stop them. And here's how you want to know they found out.
Uh-huh,
all right. In mid-May, police...
Was there somebody eating the chicken going...
In mid-May, police began investigating the students with the allegations that they had placed the bodily fluids and items prepared in a home economics class at the middle school. It was only after the food was consumed by teachers that school employees learned of a troubling video that was circulating amongst the students.
Oh, there they go.
That clip appeared to show the semen being added to the crepe.
Kids are dumb.
Yeah, they did it to themselves in more ways than one. During the subsequent criminal investigation, cops seized 3 iPhones from students and a clear plastic baggie with a white liquid substance.
That'd be great if the cops were like, all right, we need your iPhones, the clear plastic baggies, and all your testicles. So you're going to need to turn those in as well. Those are being confiscated as evidence. And your bladders. First of all, the kids are dumb and they deserve to be arrested and put in jail. Just for being stupid. Not even for the crime. Just for being stupid enough to have videos circulating. You know these other kids are ho-ass snitches. They're going to tell on you. Don't show them.
Of course.
Tell them and then deny it. Be like, come on, man. Why would I do that? I wouldn't. You think I'm going to tell people if I actually peed in the barbecue sauce? No way would I'm not that stupid. And then you deny, but there's no proof.
And you also
but
think
about
this.
But when you have
this,
the video, you have proof.
Yeah. That's why social media has been like an extra police officer. When you think about it,
yeah,
the chick that was licking the bluebell, yep, or the guy that was peeing on the shelves and doing the other thing with, what was it, sweet tea. Well, the easiest way to find them was they just scoured social media, and lo and behold, here they were bragging about it. How many guys do you see? There was a murder out in Fort Bend County at a playground, and the teen that did it, they found within an hour because he had put on social media a picture of him, the gun, and decided to explain where he just was and who was paying the price.
Here's the thing. You guys wonder why I won't eat at the potluck. This is why.
Because you piss people off. People are out to get you.
No, but you wonder why I don't want to accept
but
food
I get that feeling
from anyone's
everywhere.
Kitchen. When we got listeners like, hey, I'm going to bring you some barbecue. No, hell no, you're not. Because you might have peed in the barbecue sauce and then put it on the chicken like these kids. Nope. I'm not eating your pee. That is not happening. I don't trust y'all. I don't even trust you two.
You prefer ranch or mayo?
I mean, I like both, but I like them,
I know.
I like them sans semen. Okay.
Hey, it's happened in real
low sodium.
I guess they see it on TV, man, and they just.
I mean, the thing is, and here's the thing when you think about all this, too. Like, the idiot and his girlfriend that was driving down the highway and just decided to take random pot shots at houses and they couldn't find them. And then they went on Instagram and it was like, well, yeah. There they are right
there. They put it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Just absolutely ludicrous.
Never, ever, ever record your crimes. Listen, there's an old saying that gangsters move in silence, all right? If you're going to do these things, kids, and I'm not condoning that you do it, but if you are going to do it, don't video it. And if you do video it, don't share it with people. It's just dumb.
I could not agree
more. Stupid kids, what you going to do?
Bad boys, bad boys.
What somebody wanted to know if you played the sumo sound, Nicholas. Oh, he's not even listening.
No.
Never mind. Sorry, you'll have to get the sumo sound tomorrow.
All right, so with that being said, we appreciate you joining us on a Wayback Wednesday. Two more shows to wrap up the rest of the week, so we'd love to have you join us each and every weekday, 1 to 4 p.m. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next. That means Fred, AJ, Aaron. They'll take you all the way till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.